You're listening to Stoke FM, 92.5 FM, broadcasting in Revelstoke. I'm Megan Dooling, and here's some news. Revelstoke is waiting for someone to make a business plan to haul compost. Kevin Dordius from Community Futures said last week to bring the plan to him and they can talk funding. This happened at the Chamber of Commerce Coffee Connections event for commercial composting. The Columbia Shuswap Regional District opened in November a composting facility at the landfill. Residents and businesses can haul out their own waste to the facility. The minimum charge is $10 a load. Waste Management is the only waste hauler in town. They're based out of Texas. They started hauling compost in August. Residents or businesses can get a bin for compost from them. That's what the food recovery program does at Community Connections. They have two 60-liter bins and says it costs between $200 and $250 a month. They would like a local pickup option at a lower cost. Hannah Whitney is the food recovery coordinator. She says they pick up food that the grocery stores in town would throw out, and other businesses drop off food waste. Staff and volunteers sort through the food and keep what's still usable for the food bank. But she says they've noticed that the amount of food being dropped off is going up, and the quality is going down. Austin Lucio is a city councillor and runs the kitchen at Community Connections. He says since the cost of hauling compost is expensive, other businesses are offloading food waste on them. He says they're the thrift store of food recovery. Whitney says they still need the donations of food, just not waste. Tim Stapenhurst is a city councillor. He said the topic of a curbside pickup for compost hasn't gone before council yet, but it will. He knows the demand is there. He speculates it will cost around $3 million for the city to implement and says they want to get it right. Graham Castleman is the waste reduction coordinator with the Columbia Shuswap Regional District. We spoke after the event. I know I spoke to you in November when our composting facility opened at our landfill here in Revelstoke. Who is running this facility now?
It's our contractor out at the landfill. So us as the Columbia Shuswap Regional District, we operate the facility, and it's run by our contractor out at the landfill.
And how has it gone since November? What has the uptake been of residents and businesses using this facility?
Yeah, that's a great question. So out at the landfill, we do have a bin available for both residents and businesses to haul their food waste right out to the landfill. And we have a specialized bin and they put their food waste there. Also, Waste Management in August started hauling from businesses in the community. So they just started in August, so their loads are starting to come in. They've collected close to 10 tons of food already from businesses here in Revelstoke, and it's really great because that 10 tons of food is diverted away from the landfill, which is really great. So as we build the program and as more businesses sort of get on board, we'll just see the program expand even more.
There was a lot of interest in this when it was announced in November that this facility was opened. You said you have about 10 tons of food waste so far. Is that what you expected based on the interest?
It's hard to say because, I mean, the program is still in its infancy stages, so we're still early days in terms of really determining, you know, the volume that we're going to be actually getting at the end of the day. So it's interesting to see. And I mean, in the next few months, we'll really hopefully get more uptick and more businesses on board to see kind of how much food waste is coming in.
When you were talking that it's challenging, Revelstoke is a challenging community to compost in. Can you just outline some of the things that make it challenging?
Yeah, in terms of, challenging in the sense that, you know, the program's new, so anything new and change in a community is always a little bit of a challenge, and, you know, getting the information out there, I think, is another challenge to make sure that people are, you know, following, you know, what we want, you know, to put in there and what's considered contamination as well too. And having a community that has quite a bit of tourists as well too. So you're also looking to see kind of the tourists and sort of being able to relay to them, okay, this is food waste and this is not food waste, to be able to sort of look at that. And also too, we have the challenge around, you know, wildlife interactions, I mean, bears as well too. So like how to minimize those interactions, as well as is really important in the community.
The LFAI compost coordinator, does the CSRD pay for that position?
Yes, we do. So, Hannah's our compost coordinator with the LFI, and yeah, we fund that program. So yeah, her responsibilities is to sort of assist businesses and sort of help to roll out the program and get the information out to the businesses.
Do you think that the cost right now of waste hauling, I think I was talking to the people from the Community Connections Food Recovery, and it's a couple hundred a month for them. Do you think that that's cost prohibitive?
I mean, it's hard to say because, I mean, for the waste haulers, I mean, it's a private enterprise that's doing it. So I can't say one way or the other in terms of cost wise. I mean, hopefully as the program expands, there might be more options for businesses to deal with the hauling aspect of things. And at the landfill, like, we do have space for those residents and those businesses who want to self haul out to the landfill and do it themselves as well too. So we do have that option.
You're listening to Stoke FM. This is an interview about composting with Graham Castleman. There are 5 minutes left in the interview. Do you think that having more options for waste hauling is kind of the biggest hitch in the system right now?
I don't think it's the biggest, but I think it's one of the major ones because the food waste needs to go out to the facility. So we need to get it from the community out to the landfill to be able to process it. So, I mean, I think it's one of the factors for sure.
For anyone listening to this who's a resident and they compost in their backyard, what would be the incentive to, instead of doing that, bring it to the facility?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is that at the facility that we have out at the landfill, you can compost a whole suite of items. Like in your backyard composter, I mean, you're mainly looking at food scraps and, you know, peelings and that sort of thing. Whereas this facility, you know, we can take paper towel, we can take, you know, egg cartons, we can take bones, dairy, you know, all those types of things. So it's a facility where you can take a lot more type of food waste versus being able to compost in your backyard.
I know it's not in place yet, but having the compost sold back to people for gardening, when will that be happening?
Good question. I don't have a timeline for that because we just need to have enough material to be able to screen it and then sell it back. But that being said, we will be replenishing the compost at the Revelstoke landfill with material that we produce in Salmon Arm. So no matter what, in the springtime, we'll have either Revelstoke-made compost or Salmon Arm-made compost at the Revelstoke landfill for residents and businesses.
Yeah, that's not really relevant right now. Like in gardening season, that'll be a big interest in that. Do you know if there are many residents who are coming and dropping off their little bit of compost that they produce in their household every week or something like this?
Yeah, we do. I mean, I don't have direct stats on that because it's hard to tell how many people are actually coming, but yeah, I mean, it is pretty good uptick from residents that are utilizing the self-haul as well as businesses as well too. So we are seeing that service being utilized, which is great.
And do you know, I don't need like exact numbers, but on average, how much would that cost a resident per week or per month to do that?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know, because it's all weight-based, right? So it just depends on how much weight you bring out. And I know some residents are doing is they're getting their neighbors together. So they're just doing one trip out with, you know, a little bit more food waste to be able to provide a little bit more service, and they're helping their neighbors out as well too. So I know that that's happening, but you know, the minimum charge is $10. So that's kind of the minimum. So yeah, if you're coming out once a week, I mean, it's $10 minimum. But yeah, that's sort of all up to the resident.
And you mentioned that people are, if there's a certain amount of food waste mixed in with a load of general garbage, are people being fined for that at this time?
So that's referred to as like our mixed load rate. And I mean, we have the ability to kind of enforce that mixed load rate. I mean, we're being very lenient with it right now because I mean, the facility is still new. We're still getting people on board. So yeah, right now, you know, we're not necessarily, we have the ability to enforce it, but you know, we're keeping an eye on it. We're doing load audits. And we're managing it, but we're not necessarily doing a full enforcement yet.
When will you be? I guess when things are more running more smoothly and...
Yeah, I mean, we'll make that decision, I think, when, you know, more businesses are on board because, yeah, we don't want to penalize, you know, businesses right off the start as well, too. Like, we want everybody to be able to work together as well, too. And if we put the disincentive fee, that's just going to, you know, turn people off as well, too. So, yeah. We'll work with the business community and, you know, the waste hauler to be able to hopefully divert more and more as we move forward.
And you mentioned that this kind of got going in 2018 with funding and stuff like this, with the CSRD to make this facility happen. And now it's 2023. Did you expect it to move forward faster? Are you kind of where you thought we would be, just kind of zooming out a little bit?
I really thought we would be ready to go sooner, but some unforeseen circumstances with the construction of the facility and then, you know, though some challenges with getting bins to, you know, commercial businesses, you know, so there were some pretty major delays happening, but at least now we're operational, so that's the positive part.
Is there anything else that you want people to know that I didn't ask?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is, yeah, just hopefully, you know, working with the business community so they get a good sense of, you know, what's accepted, what's not. And as a community, hopefully working as a whole to really embrace this program, because I think as a community, you know, we need to all look at this in order to kind of divert the waste away from the landfill. And then hopefully, you know, moving forward, you know, as tourists, you know, come in, then as a community, we're embracing it. So everybody that comes to Revelstoke knows, hey, like food waste is a priority to divert it from the landfill.
Graham Castleman is the Waste Reduction Coordinator with the CSRD. Check out our website for more on this and other stories, stokefm.com. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.